We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We and I have a very special announcement to make that's been in the works, I guess, for the better part of the last 6 months, Evan. You're obviously, Evan's aware of it. Everyone knows that since I came back from my self-inflicted hiatus from the radio, that's been important that my story gets told, really to help other people. And it's also therapeutic for me to talk about compulsive gambling and all the things it cost me in my life. You know, my career, family, money, et cetera, et cetera. And if I ever got an opportunity to come back on the radio, I made a pledge to people I met in rehab in Prescott, Arizona, that I would dedicate a portion of my life and the platform I have to be the face and or voice of responsible gambling and to tell the story so people can put something real in their heads when you think about what gambling addiction is. You know, we do that for alcoholics, we do that for drug addicts, but for compulsive gamblers, not only do we not do it, we also, and this is going to sound silly, make them feel bad about themselves by calling them degenerates. They're not degenerate alcoholics, they're not degenerate drug addicts, but for some reason, gamblers are referred to as degenerates, and I used to really be bothered by that, and frankly, still am. And I used to have great shame in the fact that I made all the bad decisions I made to go down the road I went down, which cost me my freedom, amongst a lot of other things. So now that I've been back almost a year, it's been very important to me selfishly to use this amazing platform to speak towards the ills of compulsive gambling. It's why I came back shortly after my return here and working with Evan Roberts, that in January we started Hello, My Name is Craig, which is the Saturday morning program, which is a 30-minute song just talking about gambling and gambling addiction. I've said many times on this show and in interviews, I'm in favor of the proliferation of legalized gambling. I think it's the right thing for states to do and take gambling out of the back corner alleys and the seedy nature of what a lot of people think about gambling. I think mainstreaming is actually a very good thing, and I've been supportive of it, which kind of puts me in a weird spot, right? I'm a compulsive gambler, but I'm supportive of more gambling. I don't do gambling ads. I don't talk about point spreads really on this show. I don't do picks. I cannot gamble responsibly, and I know it. And I take ownership of it, and I say that now with pride, not shame anymore. So what we're about to announce, I also have great pride in. FanDuel has been a partner of this radio station's pretty much since its inception. And over the last year or so, that partnership has grown immensely to where a number of hosts on this radio show and the company nationwide has FanDuel commercials. It's a big part of our business now. A few months ago, I connected with FanDuel to talk about the possibility of co-creating a responsible gaming platform and a responsible gaming message. And I'm very proud to announce that I have a partnership with FanDuel specifically and solely to further the message of responsible gambling. And joining us now on the show is the Chief Marketing Officer of FanDuel, Mike Raffensperger. And Mike, A, good to see you, and B, thank you for coming into the studio. I appreciate it.
Greg, it's good to see you. Thank you for having me on. And, you know, look, thank you for the conversation we've been having for a few months,
yep.
The partnership that I think we share a similar vision and passion for how this industry legalizes and evolves in the right way, which
yep.
is taking responsible gaming and our place as a corporate citizen and being a part of the community seriously.
Yeah, and I want to, in addition to telling people what it is, I want to tell you what it's not, and because it's very important for the people that are going to naysay what we're doing, and there will be some people that will,
sure.
For sure. FanDuel is not using the name Craig Carton, the Carton Roberts platform, to acquire more customers. They got plenty of customers. They don't need me or Evan to do that for this. The purpose of this is to get the idea of responsible gambling out there. And as I've said many times, if FanDuel announced it on their own and used the FanDuel voice to do it, or any a pretty model to do it, or anyone else, it's going to fall on deaf ears because it's not real. That voice, that pretty model, didn't experience what I experienced. So the reason I said yes to the deal, and the reason we vetted each other very much over the last couple of months, was that I wanted people to know that it's real. Addiction's real beyond the scope of just this radio station. And having the access to FanDuel's nationwide platform was important to me. They will never use my name. I will never promote FanDuel from a standpoint of go wager with them. I will, however, join forces with FanDuel to let people know that are going to wager with them, either currently or considering it, that FanDuel understands their responsibility in the community at large to promote the idea of responsible gambling. And that's something that you guys are already doing, but are firmly committed with significant resources to make that a real major aspect of your business going forward, correct?
It is, yes. I mean, to your point, there's a lot of things we've done to date, which I'm proud of. You know, we were the first to partner with the American Gaming Association to invest in their Have a Game Plan campaign, talking explicitly about responsible gaming. We've built open source tools, so any sportsbook operator can come take our code that are things that help players limit their deposits, limit how much time they play. We have over 100 employees focused on risk compliance and looking and building, including a team of data engineers, looking at play behavior where people might be, you know, getting out over their skis or playing in an uncomfortable way. What I think we recognized was exactly what you're talking about, Craig. We need to put a human voice on what this means, make it human, make it real for people. And I think, obviously, you've been really generous in sharing your personal story with your audience. You're really generous in sharing it with us and our team, and we're excited about partnering with Craig, where he's actually joining a leadership committee with five of the most senior executives at our company. Craig is now a part of that, helping us shape really how we do responsible gaming, how we do those communications going forward, because we want to get it right.
And like I said, I met at the FanDuel offices, Evan, and I think I met 40 people who are now on this responsible gambling team, and apparently there's more I didn't meet yet. But here's one other question I have for you. Yeah. Doing this is counterintuitive to your business. Try telling people, you know what, we're not going to take your money. We're not going to let you gamble. We think there's red flags that make us worry about you doing this responsibly, recreationally. Gambling should be fun. Yeah. And for a lot of people like me, although a minority of the people that will ever gamble, it's enough in numbers now that it's serious. There's going to be a potential epidemic nationwide, maybe not in a specific town, but across the nation because it's, you know, being legalized more and more. Why do it on your end? Because you don't have to do it. You could do the bare minimum. Why do it when it's counterintuitive to the business itself?
Look, to be honest with you, there's a lot of reasons. I'll just set aside it's the right thing to do. It is. But it's the right business decision for us to make. Because I think we recognize, look, it's a very small percentage of people, but they will have problem controlling their play. And I don't want to make FanDuel the number one sports book in the country next week, next quarter, even next year. 10 years down the line, like, I want us to be a leader in this industry. And if we don't get this right, we will, one, harm people in our community, our neighbors, our coaches, Little League, our kids, Little League coaches. And also, it'll have blowback. People won't be feel like it's a positive, you know, force in the sporting community. That's what we want to be. We want to be a source of entertainment, a source of fun. And being, you know, very candid, I would way rather have somebody bet a dollar every day for the next 15 years than bet $100,000 next week and, you know, really disrupt their life and life of their family. We want to be a positive force in the way, again, I'm a huge supporter of online legalized gambling, as you are, Craig.
Sure.
Specifically because when it's in the dark, nobody cares about these issues. They don't care about the way it evolves. We want to get ahead of this. We want to build the industry in the right way for the next 10 years, and that's why it's the right business decision for us.
Without, as someone who gambles casually, sure, and I've learned this from listening to Craig, at some point you may not even realize you have a problem. Yeah. What can you guys do as you kind of have the algorithms to make sure that, hey, I'm noticing this may be a problem for this person? What are you noticing that will help make sure that doesn't happen?
Sure. So, yeah, as I said today, there are a number of tools which you can raise your hand and voluntarily put in. We also sometimes ourselves limit how much people can play, whether they can deposit. In some extreme cases, we just simply stop taking bets. And to get to the rub of your question, Evan, it's a mix of sort of looking at the players' behaviors, looking at things like affordability, the way that they're betting, the way that they're wagering. If someone dramatically changes the style of play or dramatically changes the amount they're betting, those are the kinds of signals our system will pick up on. And we have teams of professionals that review that and in some cases reach out, talk to our customer and assess sort of right the right next step is.
Can you direct someone that you're worried about or that you're going to put a wall up in front of so that they can't wager with you? Can you also then go another step further and direct them to where they can maybe get help, talk to people, give them resources that gambling addicts like us need?
We can and we do. You know, okay. In these cases where we do shut down accounts, you know, one of the last communications we have with the customer is suggesting here are some resources, some communities. One of the things, frankly, I know, Craig, you and I have talked about is excited about what else can we do? And in a way that's authentic, right? Not necessarily coming from FanDuel. What are the other communications, resources, human stories, examples? But we do, right? We care again. Like I said, we want to be a part of the community in a broader way. And we do point people to those resources.
I don't want to say this. There are people out there, and I want to be clear. You know, GA has saved a lot of people's lives. And I do want to just be sensitive to that. The GA model is you can never gamble again. There are others that, you know, don't believe in that in its entirety, that there's a way for you to gamble responsibly at some point later in life. I don't espouse either belief. I think you have to do what's good for you. And if you want to live your life the GA way, which is you abstain from all forms of gambling for the rest of your life, I respect that and get that because that has saved a lot of people. But there's also a lot of people that feel like, hey, I can still play the lottery. I can still play fantasy or, you know, put $10 on a ball game. And there are a lot of those people that exist too. But I did want to be sensitive to those that might be hearing this saying, there's no such thing as responsible gambling. Now, it's not FanDuel's job to tell you, Evan Roberts, you should never, ever gamble again. It's to say, hey, we think you might have something going on there, so we're not going to let you gamble with us because it's the right thing to do. And listen, ultimately, it's a content, you know, agreement as well where we're going to create, I think, some very powerful, meaningful content for the world to digest through all of your platforms. And I do want to thank Audacy, our parent company, for allowing us and me personally to do this, not just the Saturday show, but have this partnership. And I think looking back, as I said to you earlier today, my goal is that 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, you and I go to an arena and we invite everyone that benefited from the responsible gambling campaign that we work on together so we can see them. Because I do think we're going to help thousands of people, not tens or hundreds of people. I think when this thing is rolled out and the content we put out there together to put a face and a name and a voice to it, I think it will resonate far beyond the scope of what anyone thinks. And I think we're going to save a lot of people's lives. And I can't wait to get started. And I appreciate you guys thinking of me as the one you chose to be that voice and that face. And I won't let you down in that regard.
Look, we appreciate the partnership as well. We're similarly really eager to get started, Craig. Thanks.
Look forward to it. All right, so that's the announcement. I just wanted to put out there. Evan, thank you for allowing us to do that as well.
Of course.
And once we have our first official piece of content, we will announce it so everyone knows that where they can get it and see it. And I'm really excited about it. I've made it kind of my life's mission now because, and I've told this story a few times, you know, I denied having a problem until I went to Algamas. It's a rehab center in Prescott, Arizona. And I sat in a room. There were about 12 other men and women. And this is a problem that does affect women as well. Women gamble. There are more men gambling, but women gamble as well. Women have gambling problems as well. And I sat in this room, and I had always thought that I was the best ever. And there's an ego involved with it for sure. Nobody ever played cards as good as me. And I would have sworn on a stack of Bibles to tell you that, and I would have stared you dead in the face. And I went to rehab originally because I thought it would get people off my case. I thought it would look good. And I went for all the wrong reasons. And I deny. I don't have a problem. You guys just can't possibly understand how I process numbers. I'm a math guy and how I process wagering and all that stuff. And then one by one, they went around the room. Now, at this point, I was wagering $10,000 to $15,000 on every single hand of blackjack I was playing. I would put 20 grand on a ball game. Didn't matter. Money had no value anymore to me. And I'm sitting in this room, excuse me, and there's a gal from Nevada who takes her paycheck to a local bar to play Keno every week. There's a businesswoman from San Francisco who has an addiction to the dollar scratch-offs. There's a sports gambler in Oklahoma. There's a 22-year-old kid who tried to take his own life, actually, in Chicago. who couldn't handle playing roulette, and all walks of life, all different backgrounds. And I learned the amount of money doesn't mean anything. It's what's relative to you. And number two, when they each spoke and introduced themselves, it was as if I had written a script and they stole my words and my emotions. And I thought I was being punked. I looked around for cameras. I was like, no, come on. You guys can't say exactly what I just, no way, right? And it wasn't until then that I dropped the ego, dropped the shame, and could look myself in the mirror and say, hey, dummy, you got a problem. And I made those 12 people a vow that if I ever got back on my feet and got back on the radio or TV, that I would use that platform to represent them. Because gambling addicts don't have a representative. They just don't. You know, and then we hide in plain sight. And the last thing I'd say, because at 6 o'clock tonight, what's the name of it again, Tommy? I'm listening, I think, right? Odyssey, as a radio company, has this great program tonight called I'm Listening. And it's about mental health, and it's okay not to be okay. The suicide rate amongst gamblers is more than double any other addiction. It's scary, and I've lived that. I know what it's like to be on that edge. And like I've said many times, if I didn't have a phone with me and pick up the phone and call Sherrod Williams, I don't know that I'd be here today, legitimately. I've lived it. I'm very respectful of people with mental health problems because I almost jumped off a chairlift. I've lived this moment. And it's really powerful to me that there are people out there that are making that decision consciously and actively right now. So the fact that you guys as a company are willing to be the driving force behind awareness and dropping the shame associated with it and making this addiction conversation more mainstream, even as much as you guys think it's going to help 100 times more. Yeah. So I'm blessed to be a part of it, and I thank you for allowing me to do that.
Thank you, Craig.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.